is Gene Abbott tonight.
Long Talk Radio.
Beautiful day here in East Tennessee. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's just right. Looking over green grass and across the meadows, and robins are playing in the yard and in this green field in front of me. But anyway, I came to talk to you about, I think tonight I'm going to talk about the Big Bang Theory and God's relationship to it. And hope you'll understand what I'm saying. But before I get into it, I saw something today and it just tickled me to death. So I'm going to give it to you. It says, a little girl had just finished her first week of school. And her mother said, what do you think about school? She said, I'm just wasting my time. I can't read. I can't write. And they won't let me talk. That's amazing. You know, it just tickled me and I laughed. Anyway, that's the way life is all about. You don't know a lot of things and the little things you do. But I know God is real. And I know God is great. I know the scripture's real. I know we have a lot of questions about it, but by faith, I believe everything about it, as I said in the past. And I look forward to the day when Christ comes back and I'm with him. And I hope when he comes back that you're with him. A lot of you scoff, and people scoff all the time, especially to me. You know, they say, oh, Gene, you're foolish. Well, if I'm foolish, I'm foolish about God. And that's amazing because God is real. And he will come back for you and for me. And if I die this mortal death, before he comes back, I know my soul will go to be with him because it's eternity. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And it talks about, we talk about the scoffers and secular people that believe anything. They have great questions. They have their belief in a lot of things. But what I believe is the Bible. And tonight I'll talk about the Big Bang Theory. Since light travels at an unknown rate, how could incredibly far away starlight have reached Earth in just day one, or one day, specifically day four of creation? Genesis scoffers, including many Christians, stand ready to assert that the Big Bang beliefs explain starlight better than Genesis. Because they allow supposedly necessary time for light to travel from the most distant stars and galaxy all the way to Earth. But a closer look at the other information reveals a fatal flaw in that scenario. Now you understand the Big Bang Theory is it just a Big Bang happened and some distance, since the most distant galaxy are so far away, secular astronomers who assume the light travels at the same speed in all directions argue that the cosmos must be billions of years old in order for the most distant light to reach us. Stands to reason, doesn't it? However, a stunning characteristic of something called cosmic microwave background radiation, or better known as CMB, throws a wrench into that idea by inducing the horizon problem. To understand why it's a problem, we must first need to know a little about CMB. CMB is a radiation is a faint glow found throughout the black space, even where there are no stars. It's invisible to human eyes, but specialized in radio telescopes can detect the radiation. Amazingly, CMB looks the same throughout space, exactly what a Big Bang explosion would not produce. In Big Bang scenarios, space and energy mysteriously come into existence and begin expanding like an inflating balloon. Some regions of the early universe are all allegedly much hotter than others. The hot spots would emit light, thus carrying some of that heat into cold spots. How long would it take the hot spots and the cold spots to reach the same temperature, forming this same-looking CMB we see today? Hot and cold spots that lie on opposite sides of the universe, visible universe, are simply too far apart to reach this temperature even after 13.8 billion years. This is a rising problem. Thus, the Big Bang spores need light to travel from hot spots to cold spots in much less time their own model allows. This is a light travel time problem. In essence, the same problem as the distant starlight allegedly plaguing biblical models. So light time travel cannot be used to argue against one-on-one view or the view of the origins if the alternative view faces the same type of issue, conflicting if you understand it. Creation scientists continue to investigate the intriguing question of how distant starlight can travel to Earth within a biblical time scale. Before scoffers accuse creation researchers of forcing data into biblical history, they should understand, and they do, that Big Bang theorists, scientists, do not do just that. They look for ways to accommodate the CMB and a host of observations into their billion-year history. Some genesis respecting solutions invoke a stretching the fabric of space or even time stretching by high gravity. Another solution involves Einstein's principle that speed of light in one direction to a human convention, like versus centimeters. If we use a convention that defines outbound light as traveling at half the then measured two-way speed, then light could conceivably travel in an instant. We know that light travel time challenges Big Bang models that stumble over the horizon problem, but is far less an issue for biblical creation. So while we wait for more observations and better answers, why not trust that God did just that, what he said about stars? They were created on day 4 to be light in the firmament of the heavens. He gives light to Earth. And that's not satisfactory to secular scientists, to those non-believers and scoffers. We're always looking, trying to find ways to, not we, because when I say we, it includes myself, but I don't, by faith, I know that God created heavens and earth, and therefore he created the stars. But secular scientists, and I'm certainly no scientist, secular scientists are always looking for ways that they can ascertain that the Big Bang Theory happens or happened, or what to do with CMB radiation. They can't explain it. In fact, they don't address it. I doubt it probably 1% of you guys ever heard of CMB radiation, but it's there. And only God could observe and confound the secular scientists. But one day, and I hope it's tonight, you know, I don't care what it is, but I don't have a timetable, but I know that God is coming back. I know that Christ died on the cross, and he set himself aside as a perfect human being to counteract Adam's sin and Eve sinned in the garden. I know that all men and all creation, men and women, children are exempt. All men and women fall into the categories of sin. None of us can get to heaven except through Christ. So he died on the cross for the sin of the world. And by faith, we have to believe it. This is something that you can't touch, you can't feel, you just know. When you see a chair in the middle of the floor, with a hesitation, you'll walk over and you'll sit in that chair. By faith, you just know it'll hold you. You might roll it around a minute, you might move it, and you know that this has sturdiness to it. So you plop your butt down there. And that's what you do with Christ. By faith, you believe that he died for you, the wretched sinner. And by faith, he forgives you your sins. You ask forgiveness. And you trust in him. And that's the message that I give you tonight. That if you believe in him, then you and I will be together for eternity. Tonight I ask you, why don't you give it up? Give yourself to God. Give yourself to Christ. And believe that he can save you. And believe that he can redeem you. And you're on your way to heaven. The thief on the cross once scoffed at him. And once said, oh, when I get... Will you please save me when I go to heaven? Can I go with you? And Christ said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Because he believed. The other guy on the cross scoffed at him. Made fun of him in his death. Tonight, or this evening, you can be like the thief on the cross. Says, oh, Father, would you save me? And Christ said, you'll be with me in paradise. So tonight I'll leave you with this question. What are you going to do with God? What are you going to do with Christ? Are you going to scoff and carry on like everybody, 90% of the world? And take the chance that your righteousness is good enough. Or take the chance there is no God. And I know next Tuesday and everything thereafter, I'm going to start talking about their origins of man. And I know that God will bless the conversation. So I'll leave you tonight with my phone number, 865-803-7334. If you'd like to call me, I'll be here at your balance of the evening. Look forward to you talking to you. And I don't care what you talk about. All I want you to do is accept Christ as your personal Savior. If you are a Christian and you don't want to talk to and you want to talk, I'll be happy to talk to you. I'm on Facebook under Gene Abbott. You look up Facebook and you look up me. And I'd love to talk to you about Christ, about God, the 66 books of the Bible, the infallible Word of God. Until then, or until next Tuesday, unless you give me a call, I'll leave you with God loves you, and certainly I love you. Thank you, and have a nice evening. Bye.